From GEICO Subconscious News, I'm Tammy Racing Thoughts. Tonight, you just left for work and had a non-specific feeling that something was happening to your place and it wasn't good. Dan?
Exactly, Tammy. It could be smoke damage, theft, or just too much caffeine, but you can't stop thinking about it.
But with renter's insurance through GEICO, your stuff is covered, so you don't have to worry.
And that's great, because the weekend is coming up and it's chock full of social obligations that are ready to fill that void.
Oh boy, will they, Dan? It feels good to worry less. It feels good to GEICO.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions, and personal insurance nationwide.
Very dramatic photograph on the front of the Irish Independent coming from County Meath. You'll remember the 5-bed house built without planning permission by Chris and Rose Murray. Well, it's completely gone now. So the photograph shows that rather large country house, and now it's completely flattened. And the cost is estimated at €250,000 for flattening the home. But as you can see in this picture, the house has been erased from the landscape in Meath. Main story on the Irish Independent is that the country is facing a risk of stagflation driven by the energy crisis linked to the war in the Middle East. And then the next question is, well, what is stagflation? So stagflation essentially is, the Indo don't explain it, but I will, stagflation is where inflation is ahead of economic growth. And Public Expenditure Minister Jack Chambers will warn Cabinet of these risks before today's spring economic statement is revealed. So we're at risk of stagflation. And that's also the front of the Irish Times, which says ministers will be warned that tighter spending controls are required in their departments in order to stick within agreed budgets at a time of growing international threats to the Irish economy. Basically, what we're getting today with this spring economic statement is kind of like a preview of the budget, sort of 6 months out, so that we know how the Irish economy is getting on. All the signs are that the Irish economy will still grow despite the fact of World War III potentially looming and all the unrest in the Middle East. That's the main story on the front of the Irish Times. Main story on the Irish Examiner, they don't go with the economic statement. Instead, they go with putting units in your garden that you'll be able to rent out. Homeowners will be allowed to charge market rents for modular units in their back gardens after the government decided to drop plans to cap the rental income at 14 grand. So now you can charge the market price for the shed in your back garden for someone to move into. Cabinet will agree today to allow units rented on the open market instead of limiting it at €14,000. I thought this had to be for your family members to live in, but apparently not. You can rent it out. Also, Irish Examiner, Gardaí and their families are being left fearful in their own homes after officers' addresses were shared online following the recent fuel protests. This is all coming up at the GRA conference today. One Garda says he had his address repeatedly shared online. That's called doxing, I think. And his address was shared online after he policed a blockade at Whitegate Oil Refinery in Cork. He's stationed in Dungarvan and his address was repeatedly shared during and after the week of protests, which obviously the organisers would condemn, but it did happen. Also, the GRA incoming president, Niall Hodgkins, will be on News Talk Breakfast this morning to talk more about that. That's also the big story on the front of the Mail. We don't feel safe in our own homes, warns Gardaí. Gardaí say they do not feel safe in their own homes due to personal details being published online. So certainly lots to talk about at that conference. Now, the Irish Sun, the cartel files, that paper has an exclusive saying that there's a 200-page dossier detailing allegations against Daniel Kinahan, and that document was handed over to UAE prosecutors before his shock arrest. I presume it was handed over by the guards, and it tells how the cartel he allegedly leads was involved in murders, kill bids, gun and drug offences and money laundering. They are the allegations. I'm sure Daniel Kinahan will deny all of that. The Irish Daily Star, Together Forever. A heartbroken sister of Scarlett Faulkner has said she can't believe this has happened to us again after the sudden death of their brother Jason, just 2 days after he buried his sister. They'll be together forever, said a family member. Just horrific what that family has gone through recently. Inside the papers, we talked a lot here on News Talk yesterday about Leo Varadkar's comments about farmers, and now one of his own is criticising him. So the Indo tells us that the Minister for Agriculture, Martin Hayton, who I suppose was left in no position, he was left with no option, he had to sort of criticise Leo Varadkar because he is Minister for Farming, essentially. But Martin Hayton has hit out at his former boss, Leo Varadkar, for being unnecessarily divisive in his commentary on rural Ireland. If you haven't heard, Leo Varadkar has said that urban people need to be more blunt, telling country people we're the ones who pay all the bills. Simon Harris didn't really answer the question when he was asked about it, but Martin Hayden said that the comments were wrong. That was on the Path to Power podcast Leo Varadkar made those comments. I know a lot of people have spent all weekend looking at the census. I didn't myself, it wouldn't interest me, but a lot of people were interested in it. So many people interested, the Irish Times have the figures. 20 million people, or 20 million hits, were made on the census website on the first weekend since the release of the census of the Irish Free State in 1926 on Saturday. And the National Archives of Ireland say the service has been overwhelmed by the response. So many people interested in it. I know people like to see their relatives' handwriting as well, maybe their grandparents or great-grandparents and their signature. So people like to see a photograph of that. It is available on the website, and 20 million hits have been made so far. My favourite one was one woman who gave her relationship status back in 1926 as single, and then in brackets wrote, "Thank God," which I thought was quite funny. Now, if you're in Galway, you have to be careful of seagulls. This is in the Examiner, because patients and visitors may be attacked by aggressive seagulls, as if they're having enough going on. This is at a hospital, a fancy hospital in Galway. This is the Galway Clinic. In recent weeks, angry seagulls have swooped in on people in the multi-storey car park at the Galway Clinic as they emerge from their vehicles. One woman described what happened to her as scary. She basically says that she got out of the car on the roofless section of the four-storey car park, and this seagull descended, wings flapping, shrieking wildly. I was relieved when I managed to make it through the glass door to the safety of the foyer. As a result of reports and complaints, hospital management have now placed warning notices as you go out and in of the car, inside the car park, just warning you about the danger of these aggressive seagulls. They must think you have food or something. I'm not sure what exactly is going on there. Staying with seagulls and food, they do enjoy chips, famously, so they might be interested in this shopping centre in the UK, because I see this is in Wrexham, and the Star has the story, a shopping centre has installed a vending machine for chips. I quite like the idea of this. Some people are divided. Getting your chips in the same way as a bar of chocolate or crisps has split shoppers, with some labelling the machine as ridiculous. It's called Captain Chip, and for €3.45 you can walk away after just 160 seconds with hot chips, and they even will salt your chips for you or put ketchup on the chips for you through the vending machine. And apparently the response has been brilliant. We have a pizza vending machine in Nace. I've never tried it, but there we go. We might have a chipper as well. Final story is from The Sun, and I'm sure you've all had this experience, because 95% of people here in Ireland have cleaned their home in a panic before a visitor arrives. More than half do a quick surface clean or focus on the most visible areas. 2 in 5 hide their clutter. We all have that drawer where you throw stuff into if someone's coming. Scrubbing the oven is the most avoided domestic task. Behind that is cleaning behind appliances, cleaning your skirting boards, cleaning your windows and inside your kitchen cupboards. Well, there's no excuse. The weather's lovely, so it's time to do a spring clean in your house, particularly if you have visitors coming later.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.